Hoodie toddlers ransack corner shop. 24th of January 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Yorkshire, Upnurth. Friday, UNN reporting. A grandmother branded as pathetic and laughable a shop policy on hoodies after her 2-year-old granddaughter was asked to remove her hood, but was laughing out the other side of her face when the toddler proceeded to ransack the store with the bloods from her crew. Brenda Ned, 36, took young Sarah Ned into off-license Nazis at about 7 p.m. Friday night to get 20 more woodbines. Quote, no sooner had they got inside than the shopkeeper asked, could you ask the little girl to remove her hood? I said, she's only 2 1/2, and I don't think she's going to rob you. I can understand their point because there are a lot of kids that cause trouble down there, but when it's a 2-year-old, it's a bit pathetic, and I think most people would just think it's laughable, really, unquote. But Brenda found out otherwise. Quote, Sarah whistled and her daycare friends swarmed into the shop, smashing and grabbing everything in sight, all in their hoodies. It was horrendous, unquote. Mrs. Ned has apologized to the staff of off-license Nazis for doubting their policy. Quote, I never knew the danger of hoodies. What they do to a child's personality is horrifying, worse than acid house, unquote. In November, off-license Nazis hit the headlines over its stringent policy against people wearing hoodies. Middle-aged nurse Lorraine Shav, 47, was refused her morning paper for wearing a lamb's wool hooded cardigan. She shouted a string of obscenities, punched the shop assistant, and vowed to boycott the shop, which she had been supporting for 40 years, saying that the owner had unjustly tarred her with the same brush as yobs. It's a great word, yobs. However, the owner managed to grab and wrench back her hood, upon which the increased oxygen to her brain caused her to come to her senses. Mrs. Shav said she was insulted to be asked to remove her hood. However, hood removed, she defended the staff's actions, saying that no hood's notices were clearly posted around the shop and were necessary because of ongoing problems with troublemakers. She agreed the rules should apply to everyone. Staff at the store said no one was available for comment. Brief history of the hoodie. The hoodie was invented in 2005 when Conservative Party leader David Cameron, feeling the Tories were going entirely too damp and fluffy, urged the party to embrace youth culture and get some jackbooted thugs back in with his Hug a Hoodie speech. Hoodies are listed as a Class A drug and are available only on doctor's prescription to Olympic boxers. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.